Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Samach emerges from the Gemara on Samach Hamid Aleph that describes a sandal hamisumar. The Gemara describes that a hobnailed sandal is prohibited for a person to wear on Shabbos because of the terrible event that happened when people were killed by the sandal when they trampled each other, when they thought that the enemies of Klal Yisrael were chasing after them. The Gemara on the second to last line from the bottom asks, why is it only that on Shabbos it's Aser? At the end of the day it should be Aser even during the week. To which the Gemara answers that the event took place on Shabbos. And since it took place on Shabbos, so then the strongest association, it seems from the Gemara, is particularly with Shabbos. However, the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, also asks, why did they not make the Gzeira during the week as well? And the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, gives an interesting answer. And from the Yerushalmi's answer emerges today's Dvar Halacha. The Yerushalmi answers this question with the following expression, which the Mefarshim debate, which might have a nafkamina lahalacha. And the nafkamina lahalacha is an interesting one. We would call this a cheerful topic. And that is, does a person need to have separate Shabbos shoes? Is Shabbos shoes a cultural phenomenon, or does it have makar in halacha? Possibly the teretz of the Yerushalmi gives us a source for Shabbos shoes. The Yerushalmi says the reason why they didn't make the gezerah during the week is lav orche davar, lav orche, the bar nisha mehavile train sandalin chad lecholop. It's not normal for a person to have two different types of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the week. How has the Yerushalmi answered the question, why did they not make the Gzeira during the week as well? The Karban Edah explains that the question has been answered by saying that if a person can't wear these hobnailed sandals on Shabbos, Eina Chanami, they're not going to wear them during the week as well. Because it's not normal for a person to have one pair of shoes for Shabbos and one pair of shoes for the week. However, the Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi almost in the opposite direction. The Pnei Moshe understands that the Yerushalmi is asking in a rhetorical question, v'chi ein derech l'leches b'shnei sugim sandalim, is it not the derech for a person to go one for Shabbos and one for during the week? And since a person uses different sandals during Shabbos and during the week, so then the Chachamim only prohibited dafka on Shabbos, like the Bavli had said, because it was on Shabbos when this event had come about. In Pshat, the Machlokas between the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Edah is whether the Yerushalmi is giving the same answer as the Bavli. According to the Pnei Moshe, the Yerushalmi is essentially giving the same teretz as the Bavli. A person wears different shoes during the week, and the event happened on Shabbos. So why would you ever think to prohibit during the week? While according to the Karban Edah, the teretz is, once we prohibit it on Shabbos, memela, a person is not going to wear it during the week because people don't have two pairs of shoes. One for Shabbos and one for during the week. In the Pnine Halacha of the Masifta Gemara, they point out this Yerushalmi, and point out that this becomes the interesting topic of whether there's any inyan of Shabbos shoes altogether. The Shalos Uchuvas Rav Paulim, that's from the Ben Ishchai, in Chelik Dalid Simin Yud Gimel, points out that we make two different brachos, one for dress and the other for shoes. We make the bracha in the morning of Malbish Arumim, and we also make the bracha of Shasali called Tzarki. Clearly, from the brachos, we look at shoes as being an entirely different phenomenon than the vestments of the person, than the garments of the person. Therefore, according to the Rav Paulim, even though we're supposed to change our clothing on Shabbos, nevertheless, that does not include our shoes. The Shailos of Tshuvas Harabaz, points out that it's totally in the two pshatim of the Pnei Moshe and the Karban Edah. According to the Karban Edah, it's not normal for a person, and it's not expected for a person to have two different types of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for the week. However, according to Pnei Moshe, we see that their answer was that there's no reason to be machmir during the week, because during the week it's a different pair of shoes, that's not the Shabbos shoes, and the hobnailed sandals were the Shabbos shoes in which this event had taken place. Finally, the Rabbaz proves from the chiyuv of a husband to give his wife clothing and shoes. The Mishnah in Ksubis on Samach Dalet Amud Beis tells us that a man needs to give his wife new shoes from holiday to holiday, from one of the Shalosh Regalim to the next Shalosh Regalim. There's no mention in the Gemara on Samachei Amud Beis that fleshes this out, that they would need three pairs of shoes because the mountains would wear out their shoes, that we were talking about two different sets of shoes, one for Shabbos, one for the week. It seems that Chazal did not feel that there was a chiyuv of Shabbos shoes. Hence, it could very well be that there isn't a chiyuv of Shabbos shoes, and my four-year-old Shlomo Zalman's insistence that he wear his Shabbos shoes during the week not be a problem, and our insistence that he keep them for Shabbos also not be required, because at the end of the day, it seems that many hold that there isn't a separate requirement of Shabbos shoes, although it could be totally on the two explanations of the Yerushalmi. This is the end of the cheerful topic from Daf Samach.